Retirement can be a difficult process for farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Many farmers find it difficult to even think about retiring, let alone going through it. Beth Singer's father was like that. Singer, who works for CHS, talked about her father's retirement in a recent podcast from the AgriSafe Network.
There's definitely that thought of not getting up and moving around as much, let alone not having income, which can always feel a little uneasy, but that's true for anybody who retires in any field. It's not just the physical and financial. It's the emotional changes. I think that was the part I wasn't expecting as much to see. My dad was always a workaholic. I would say most farmers are. It never ends because, again, it's something that you love. But it was part of his identity. He couldn't disassociate from it.
Singer's father was injured in a fall and never recovered from it. On the other hand, she says her mother's retirement experience is a complete opposite.
There's just this excitement because she has so many other things tied in with her identity. She is part of the community, the church. She tries new things. She loves to sew. There's just a plethora of things that she does. So it was her purpose beyond farming, but she's always been that way.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.